Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome once again to this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values are potential BS. I'm so glad you chose to come back again and tune in, listening to my musings, my research, my lifelong story on the power of love. But if you haven't been here before, welcome. As the title says and the tagline describes and defines, I am alive to love. I have no other value more important than love in my life. I believe that love is that power that keeps us moving, it keeps us alive, and it keeps the world healthy. I also believe that when we choose other values, lesser values than love, and by the way, all other values devolve down from there, and they can be good ones, but no value is as good as love. But when we choose lesser values than love, and if love is not the fountainhead from which all other values spring, well, I believe on some levels we're all just BSing the world around us. We're just baiting and switching, or worse, and we're trying to pretend something that isn't true. Love is truth. Truth is love. When we live by the value of love, it becomes a fountainhead that supports all the rest of our pursuits and our purposes in life. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. But I hope you hear me when I say I do welcome you, whether you've been here multiple times, a few times, or maybe this is your first time. Welcome to the No BS Bishop. I'm a bishop. I've been a pastor and a pastor of pastors for about 50 years of my life. Loving every minute of it. You know, not all of it's been good. I know. But I've learned over time to love in retrospect, even the difficult and the painful times that I've been in ministry. So here we go. Today's No BS Bishop is about how we develop love through gratitude, how gratitude creates the steps that carries love. I'm convinced that when we love, we are grateful, and when we are grateful, we are loving. Those two powerful partners dance together beautifully. Now, love supports gratitude. Gratitude is not greater than love, but you can't have gratitude without love. And love, in and of itself, is the generator. It's the nuclear core of gratitude. When you love, you will of nature, of a natural outflow. It's like gravity always pulls everything down. What goes up will come down. When you love, you will find gratitude. Gratitude will be a part of your vocabulary, part of your thinking, part of your musing. So today, I want you to join me in step 4 of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I hope some of you know what it is. Well, it is that I've had the courage to take a fearless and searching moral inventory of my life. A fearless and searching moral inventory of my life. Well, I don't have time to tell you all there is to know about a fearless and searching moral inventory, but part of an inventory, whether it's for personal recovery from addictions or codependency, but or just in general, we ought to all have a fearless and searching moral inventory going on in our life. But a moral inventory isn't just that you're looking for all your junk. It doesn't mean you're trying to count up how bad a person you are. No. When I do a fifth step, when somebody comes to me to tell me the exact nature of their wrong, and as a pastor, they confide in me, they pour their heart out about what has gone wrong in their life, I always encourage people in a fifth step to tell me what's good about your life. What in your moral inventory did you find that you're especially grateful for, that you're proud of? Something in your life that you've done that you can say, I did that, and I'm proud of me for that. You know, no store does an inventory of just their junk. Of course they look to see, well, what's not moving off the shelves? Of course they'll look and say, yeah, we're going to have to get a lot less of that in our inventory because it isn't serving us well, and it's in fact, it's becoming a burden to our retail experience. But a store will also do an inventory to find out what's really, really serving the community. What comes in the door through shipments and orders that makes that store a valuable resource to their community. And so a store will look at those items on the shelf, count them up, and count how many have come in and how many have gone out. And they'll say, that right there, that XYZ product, that serves our community well. People want that product, and they'll come and get it, and they'll come and get it sometimes, whatever the price. However, we have to price it in order to make a living, keep our business alive and active. People will come for that particular item in the inventory. It's the same that is true in our moral life. Taking a fearless and searching moral inventory means you're going to look for what's good, what's new and good inside of you. So gratitude is the result of that. I say all of that to encourage you to live a grateful life so that out of gratitude, love will spring, and out of love, gratitude will spring. Those two partners will dance beautifully with each other. So today I want to talk to you about how to merge gratitude and love so that you're strengthened in life by being a grateful person who is loving life. So I want you to take a moment. Just give this moment right now. This is just a simple exercise. You can do this in a more complex or a longer fashion later in the day or the week. But I want you to consider three matters in your life, three principles, partners in your life for which you are grateful, all right? So I want you to think of a person. I want you to think of a place. And I want you to think of a purpose. A person, a place, and a purpose for which you are grateful. Now, bear with me on this because this has a direct correlation to love. What person, what place, what purpose? All right? So first, let's start with person. I am grateful for, and then fill in the blank with a person. I want you to see that person's face in your mind's eye. I am grateful for my wife Ginger. I am grateful for the strength, the encouragement, the beauty, the everything that she brings to me that I am not. I am grateful. This is me. I'm grateful for Ginger. Now, when you see that person's face in your mind's eye, as I am right now, I can see that beautiful lady in my mind's eye. I am grateful for Ginger. Now I want you to see that as you are grateful, when you take in a deep breath and exhale, thank you, with that person's mind, face in your mind, you are now, right now, in that very moment, you're discovering who you love. That's it. See, when you're grateful for someone, when you're grateful for a person in your life, you can see their face, you can say their name, and then you know in that moment, in the truest gratitude, wow, I love, and then you fill in the blank. In my case, I love Ginger. That's just a, boy, I tell you what, that's like a warm blanket on a January morning in Wisconsin. Listen, when you can say, I'm grateful for, fill in the blank of the person's name, give yourself a moment to see their face in your mind's eye, you're not only saying thank you, you're saying, I love you. So saying, I'm grateful for a person speaks to your love in this life. See, I can go through that list in my life. I have so many people for whom I'm grateful. So many names, so many faces I can call up. So many different ones in my history and in my growing up. You know, I can call a teacher's name, Miss Gallagher from fourth grade. Oh my goodness, what a delightful lady, and how she really sprang me from the prison of failing up to fourth grade. It was just as beautiful as her looking at me, and my dad and mom were telling her about how terrible school had been up to that moment, and she said, well, that was then, and this is now. When she said that, my little fourth grade brain sprang to life. It was as if she turned on a switch, and I said, all right, here we go. I'm grateful for Miss Gallagher. And that says, I love Miss Gallagher. She seemed like she was 1,000 years old at the time, and she wasn't. She was probably about 68. I'm 68, but I thought she was the oldest person I'd ever seen. But, you know, she's long gone from this earth, but I can guarantee you this. I still see her face looking at my little face as if it was yesterday. And I still love that educator who had, she had a love for education. So I'm grateful for Miss Gallagher. Who are you grateful for in your history? Who are you grateful for in your present? For whom do you owe a debt of gratitude? To whom do you owe a debt of gratitude? Who in your mind, who can you pull a face up in your memory? Say, oh, I'm thankful for, fill in the blank of that person's name. And then recognize that gratitude in and of itself says, I love that person. When you merge that, when you can practice that in a searching, fearless moral inventory, that you have in your inventory that person's bounty, that person's ingenuity, that person's love, that person's life, that person's creativity. When you can say, I'm grateful for that person, you are saying, I love that person. And it brings back to you so much value. I hope you see that. It brings back to you an instant sense of satisfaction and growth. So when you can say, I'm grateful for, fill in the blank with a person's name, you are recognizing people that you love. All right, now second of all, I remember I said, I want you to call up a gratitude for a person, a place, and a purpose, all right? So call into your mind right now, I'm grateful for, and fill in the blank of a place. Fill in the blank of that place. Say that the name of that place. Maybe it's your old homestead. Maybe it's the old farm you grew up on. Maybe it's a city block that you grew up on. Maybe it's a school that you especially enjoyed. Maybe it's a museum, a library. You get what I'm saying. It's a location. A location that has such warmth and encouragement to you. When you think of that place, you instantly feel better. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm grateful for, and then call up a place. That place could also be a place that you've visited. My wife and I went for one of our wedding anniversaries years ago. We went to Jamaica. Oh, my goodness, we had a good time. 2 solid weeks of absolute heaven on earth. So I can say, I'm grateful for Jamaica. And then I immediately have a rush in my memories and my mind. I have a rush of all the fun she and I had. I'm grateful for Milwaukee. I grew up in Milwaukee. Not a perfect city. In fact, in many ways, an imperfect city. But all of its imperfections and all of its wrinkles and all of its industrial, all of its beer brewing capacities have vivid memories in my childhood mind. And I'm grateful for all those memories. Now you do it. I'm grateful for, and then fill in the blank of a place. Now, when you can say that, when you can say, I'm grateful for, and then fill in the blank, then now you're recognizing there's a place I love. There's a place that I love. Now, I want you to do this. When you say, I'm grateful for this place that you love, I want you to imagine that you are creating a place for others to love, a place at your home, a place in your yard, a place just, you know, having coffee together with a friend. I'm grateful for a place where we meet together and we talk. Say out loud if you can. And see in your mind's eye that place. Call the vivid memories of that place. And you'll start building a catalog of places that you love. Places that have loved you. And what you're doing is you're creating a love vocabulary. You know, I say this every week here on the No BS Bishop. I'm not perfect at love. I'm reaching for perfection. But I will tell you this. I'm a pilgrim toward love. I want to know all I can know and live all I can live and experience all I can experience when it comes to love. I don't want the end of my life to land on some whimpering sadness of regret that says, oh, I wish I had loved. I wish I had learned more. No, I'm going to spend each and every day developing my love muscles so that I'm loving well and I'm loving every person and place, and in a moment we'll talk about purpose. I want to develop my love for all of those 3 things, and the way you develop love is by and through gratitude. So we've talked about, I love, fill in the blank with a person's name, see their face in your mind's eye. Second of all, I love, a place, and then you fill in the blank with that place. Call the memory of that place in your mind. Call the memory of that, the fondness that you have of that place. You know, as a child, I used to go to Holy Hill in Milwaukee. I don't know how I ever got there, but I did on a bicycle. I discovered a Catholic pilgrimage in Milwaukee called Holy Hill. I can see all of the corners of that place in my mind's eye right now while I'm talking, and I'm so grateful for it, and I'm grateful, and I love that place. Now, last but certainly not least, I want you to call into mind a purpose. I'm grateful for, and then you call into mind a purpose, all right? So in my case, my purpose in life is I have a calling as a pastor. It's not a profession. I'm not a professional. I'm not an employee. I have a calling. And see, I believe everybody has some calling in life, whether it's simply to be a great and amazing mom or a powerful and beautiful neighbor. If that's who you embrace, well, that's your calling. And when you see a purpose, all right, when you say, I'm grateful for your purpose, and then you can put in your mind, what is that purpose? Now you're really, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the broadcast, you're really doing a searching, fearless moral inventory, aren't you? Because sometimes this is a more challenging to call up. So many people want to know, what is my purpose? I just don't know what I'm supposed to do. Should I go work for McDonald's? Should I go work for a school system? Should I simply raise my children? Whatever. I've had it 1,000 times. People ask me as a pastor, what's my purpose, Pastor? Well, first of all, I can't tell anybody what their purpose is. That's not mine to do. I can give you some breadcrumb trails. I can give you some hints as to how to find it. But ultimately, you've got to find what your purpose is. I am grateful for, and then fill in the blank for a purpose. If you have to search for that, that's understandable and very normal. But when you find some, maybe find some smaller purposes for which you're grateful for right now. Think of that purpose. Think of how when you've done that purpose well. Think of how when in the practice of your purpose, you walked away from that and said to yourself, I'm so glad I can do XYZ. I'm so fulfilled and grateful for the fact that I can give through that means of my purpose. So I'm grateful for. Now fill in the blank of that purpose, even if you have to start on some small level and work your way to greater levels. Now then, realize what you're also saying is, I love that purpose. I love being a person of purpose in that regard. I am capable and able in small ways most of the time, and in very large ways a little bit of the time, of being a purpose-filled person. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that it doesn't just break my arm or my back to do it. I'm just grateful. That's my purpose. Now, I'm going to say this again. When you are grateful for a person, a place, or a purpose, those three things, when you're grateful there, here's what's happening. That's what you love. You love that person. You love that place. You love that purpose. You know, it just crossed my mind, so bear with me. I'm going to chase a rabbit here for a moment. Going back to being grateful for a person, you could also say I'm grateful for a pet. You know, I've had a few pets in my life that I just think, oh my goodness, my life is so much richer because of Roscoe, because of Lady, because of Tiny, and today because of Dixie. You know, I am so grateful for those pets. So that you could put a pet in the person's place there, that'll be fine. And you know what you're saying? I love that pet. All right, that was a rabbit I chased. Just forgive me, please. So a person, a place, and a purpose, when you can say I'm grateful for that, the primary thing you're really doing there is you're in a moral inventory. You're recognizing that you are the sum total of others and other things and other places giving into you. That's the purpose of gratitude, in a sense. In a sense, it just reminds you that, you know, nobody's a self-made person. Nobody gets to thump their little chest and say, I did all of this. I did it my way. I did it the only way it could be done, and I was the best at it, and nobody helped me along the way. Well, that's just BS. Sorry. That's BS. We are all on the receiving end of somebody's generosity, somebody's assistance. Somebody pulled you up. When you didn't have boots to put on your feet, somebody pulled you up so you didn't have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. It's just that gratitude puts us all in a proper, healthy, humble attitude. And then gratitude really sets us up. Gratitude is the seasoning by which you then can really recognize that love is what is happening when you say, I'm grateful for this person. I'm grateful for this place. I'm grateful for that purpose. When you say those people, those places, and those purposes, you're loving. And it's reminding you, those are places of value. Those are people of value. Those are purposes of value. I so treasure those people, those places, and those purposes. All of this it should be part of our day-to-day minutia. It should be part of what we do day by day by day. I simply know that in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, that when we are able to take a fearless and searching moral inventory, We're combing through the treasures of our life, as well as the junky trinkets that need to be sorted out. But we're also finding our treasures. And by finding those treasures, we're discovering not only our gratitude, but more importantly, we're discovering our loves. We're discovering the things that we keep on the shelves of our inventory, because it makes us a better person. It makes us a bigger person. It gives our life that pizzazz. I'm trying to think of a better word. Sorry. I didn't want to say pizzazz into the microphone for fear it would, you know, have that sharp tone to it. But I hope you know what I'm saying. Listen, life has to be fueled by love. And in order for love to be the fuel of our life, we've got to keep a practice of gratitude running through our mind. Now, when it comes to love, I've said this over and over again. I'm not perfect at it. I am simply a pilgrim. I'm on a journey. I'm reaching for love. And as the same is true for gratitude. I'm like you. I have my days where I am mumbly and I'm grumbly. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and saying, oh, man, you're just a big pile of nothing. What's wrong with you, boy? I have my days like that. And I do not want to live there. It's a place to visit when you're tired. It's a place to visit when you're disappointed. It's a place to visit when other things are just really pushing you. And it's okay to acknowledge some of your weariness that way. But it is not okay to dwell there. It is not okay to stay in that posture. You can visit, but don't pitch a tent there. Knowing all of that is a part of a practice in life. So for me, that practice in life, through my searching and fearless moral inventory, my practice is, you know, I take myself by the hand like a dad would take his son. I take myself by the hand like a coach would take an athlete. I take myself by the hand like a pastor would put his arm or her arm around a parishioner and say, come on, let's step over here and let's chat a bit. I want to help you find those people, those purposes, those places for which you are grateful. I want you to discover again who you love, what you love, where are your loving aims pointed. And it's just a matter of sometimes being your own best pastor, sometimes being your own best parent, sometimes being your own best friend, and taking yourself off to the side and saying, let's be grateful because we need to stir up our love. Well, there you have it for today's No BS Bishop. I am alive to love. Lesser values than love can just become part of our manipulation schemes in this life. If we're not loving, we're trying to get people to believe something that's just not true. But when we're loving, we can live right out loud. And in order to live well, you got to breathe well. See how I segued that? I want to teach you every time we gather how to breathe deeply. On the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath, hold it in the bottom of your lungs, and then exhale gratitude. Inhale love on three. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale gratitude. Thank you. Every week, I just remind you, this is like a personal miniature Sabbath that you can take every day. Breathing. Just stop and breathe. Give yourself permission to slow life down a minute and breathe well. And the second thing I encourage every week here, every time we gather, is to challenge you to find somebody, look them in the eye. Yeah, it's weird. It's awkward. It's just all kinds of strange. But you know what? You can get past it because it's so powerful and beautiful. Look somebody in the eye and say, I love you. It's beautiful. It keeps your heart so alive. And it'll, more importantly, keep the person that you're looking at feeling that sense of value and worth because somebody took the time to say it intentionally and beautifully, I love you. There you go, folks. Thanks for being here again on this broadcast of the No BS Bishop. I am Bishop Randy Dean. Always, always a treasure and a delight for me to be here with you. And I just want to say it again. I am honored. I'm grateful for you. And you know what happens when I'm grateful for something? I love those people, those places, and those purposes. Now go out and do something beautiful today, folks, because you know, oh, baby, ugly has been done to death. God bless you all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.